Vayter in Shas. We are on Daf Lamed, picking up eight lines down, dangerously close to the end of the Masechta. Here we go. Next part we had mentioned was Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochel Adam Beis Tavshilon. Erev Tisha B'Av, person shouldn't have two cooked foods. Now, we're talking about here about the Suda HaMafsekes, but the last meal, the final meal before Tisha B'Av, that is, and we're going to jump and break into that quite intensely. Here we go. Amar Yehuda, Lo Shano Elam Yishei Shoson Amala. It's only talking about from 6 hours and on. In other words, from Chatzos and on, that's when you can't have this stuff. Aval Yishei Shoson Lamata Mutter. But before that time, you can have two cooked dishes, you're fine. V'Amar Yehuda, Lo Shano B'Suda Mafsek Ba. We're only talking about a Suda HaMafsek Ba. In other words, a Suda Mafsekes. Aval B'Suda Shana Mafsek Ba Mutter. But if it's not Suda Mafsekes, then it's Mutter, you can have the two stuff. V'Tzavayu L'Kula, and both of these statements are L'Kula. Utsvich we need both of them. The Ashmina Masuda Mafsik Ba, because if Rehuda only would have mentioned the concept about the fact you can't have two dishes by the Suda Mafsekas, but it didn't say anything about the fact of Chatzos, that Havamina Fil Mishisho Salmata, that I would have thought even from before 6 hours, in other words, if before Chatzos, if you had the Suda Mafsekas before Chatzos, Kamash Malon Mishisho Salmata, only from 6 hours and on is a problem. Yes, meaning Mishisho Samala, and if I would have just said that you can't have it from 6 hours and on, then Havamina, Filibusuda Shena Mafsekba, then I would have thought, even if it's not a Suda Mafsekas, since it's after Chatzos, you can't have it, Kamash Malon, Basuda Mafsekba, only the Suda Mafsekas is the issue. So you're not allowed to have two dishes if it's a Suda Mafsekas after Chatzos. Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Basra, we have Bryson which supports each one of them. Tanya Kalishna Basra, we have Bryson supports the last one that says, Hasoid Erev Tisha B'Av, someone who eats on Erev Tisha B'Av, and we're talking about Erev, Mamash, like by the afternoon. Imah said, Lissot Suda Cheres, if he plans on having another Suda, Mutar Lecha Basar L'Shoshayin. You could have wine, you could have meat and wine. V'im Lav, and if not, then Asar Lecha Basar L'Shoshayin. It's going to be Asar to have Basar and Yayin. Tanya Kalishakam, we have a Bryce now supports the first statement. To Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochel Adam Shein Tavshilim, don't have two Tavshilim, Lo Yochel Basar V'lo Yishto Yayin, don't have meat, don't have wine. Rabbi Shem Gamliel Omer, he says, Yishana, you got to change around the way that you normally do things. Make some things different than you do. Amar Yehuda Ketzed Mishana, what does it mean? How do you change things and make it different? Ema Yerogel Echel Shein Tavshilim, a person generally has two dishes that they cook. The Yochel Min Echad, only have one. Vim Hayerogel Lissod Basar B'nei Adam, if you generally eat with 10 people, so with Chamisha, only eat with 5. Hayorogel Lishtos Aser Kosos, if you normally go ahead and you have 10 cups, then 10 cups of wine, then Shosa Chamisha Kosos, only have 5 cups of wine. Rashi explains that when you have 10 people and you normally, when you go with 5 people, so now by doing that, what you're doing is you're getting less kavod. Rashi says, Shahayoso dinimo lechvodo. Okay, so if you have the 10 cups of wine, the 5 cups of wine, Bameh Devar Mamurim, what are we talking about here? Mishay Shoso Lamala. Mishay Shoso Lamata Motor. That's only talking about from 6 hours on, but before 6 hours, before Chatzos, that is fine. Therefore, you have a Tanya like the first statement as well. Tanya Dach, now we have another Braisha which spells out another concept here. Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yuchal adam shen tavshilin. Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should have two different tavshilin. Lo yuchal basav, lo yishto yayin. Don't have meat, don't have wine. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chacham Omer Mishana, Chacham say, a person should go out and change the normal way of doing something. Rashi says, ashnei tavshilin kaimi. Basav yayin yimayit. As the Gemara spells out, you should also lessen the amount of wine, meat and wine that you have. What does that mean for mamayit? If a person normally has a litra of basar, a certain measurement, so have half of it. You generally have a lug of yain. Also, again, another measurement of wine. Only have half a lug. But if you don't have it at all, then it'd be usher to have it, to have this as part of your suda. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, he says, Im hayiragel lechel tznona maliach achusudaso, if you would normally have a radish or salted food, type of fish or meat, after you have your meal, then it was just biyado, it's okay, you can have this also. All right, we got another brisa, tanida. We have another brisa which says, kol shu mishum tisha b'av, anything that is aser. Sorry, what that means is, kol shu mishum tisha b'av, any meal that you have because of tisha b'av, meaning your sudam of sekes, you're not allowed to go ahead and have meat, you're not allowed to have wine, and you're not allowed to wash yourself. That's when everything starts. Kol she'ena mishum tishrav, something that's not because of tishrav, meaning something which is before that. It's not talking about at the sudam apsakas, but before that, Rashi says kigun sudam mafsik ba betainis tzibor, another tainis. Inami sudam she'ena mafsik ba. Let's say another tainis. You don't have something called the sudam apsakas. It's only by tishrav. So let's say it's another type of tainis that you have going on. You're eating your food. So therefore, mutter lecha basar v'lishos yain. It's mutter to have basar. It's mutter to have yain. V'aser lirchos, and is aser to wash. There are other rishonim that spell out over here that actually it's actually mutter to wash. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Mishamaviv, he says kol shah shemutter lecha basar mutter lirchos. As long as you're allowed to have basar, you're allowed to wash as well. Now we're going to talk about things on Tisha B'Av itself that are aser. Tana Rabbanan, kol mitzvah hanogos ba'avel. All mitzvahs apply to avel, like a person who loses a loved one. Nogos b'Tisha B'Av apply in Tisha B'Av also. Aser ba'achila u'b'shtia. Now Rashi points out that is not talking about b'chila b'shtia dafka because we know that's not true by an avel, but that means on Tisha B'Av. But the rest of it is so b'sicha and anointing the person with himself with oil. U'b'nilas asando wearing shoes of tashmi shamita being with their spouse. V'aser likros b'tor b'nevi'im k'suvim. It's also for them to go ahead and to shtag, right? Because Rashi says it's mesamech leiv. It makes people happy. V'lishnos b'mishnah b'talmud b'medrash v'alochas hagadlus. You can't be involved in any of these learning. Aval kori hu b'makom sheino rugged likros. You can read things that you're not normally used to reading to learning. Rashi says the kibbutz lo yada is like tsara. Since you're not used to learning it, you have tsara learning it because you don't understand what's going on. V'shonu b'makom she'ena rugged lishnos. You let it go ahead and you let it study and learn the things which again you're not accustomed to go ahead and doing. V'kori b'kinos b'iyov b'dvar maroyim shabi yirmiya. You're allowed to go and read things are going to cause you sadness. V'tinoko shabis rabun b'telim. That Tinuk Shabbos Rabbim over here, we have a little bit of a switcheroo in the Gosa Gra. He says, "V'tokol Shabbos Rabbim einom b'talim." They actually don't stop learning. But then he finishes off and says, "Pekudei Hashem misam chelev." That the ways of Hashem are upright and they make the heart happy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af einu kari b'makom she'enu ragel likros. You shouldn't even be learning things that this is where he argues the Tanakhama. He says, you know, even things which you're not used to be doing, you're not allowed to read. Feinu shenu b'makom she'enu ragel likros. So you don't read things that you're not used to be doing because again, either way, it's going to bring you simcha. Aval kari hu be'il v'makinos v'dvar maronim shabiyomo. That was where he agrees. You can read sad things. V'tinok shabis rabban b'telim bo. And they think of Rambam shouldn't be learning. Same as before. Now, next part we said, a person has meat or wine. This is talking about an Erev Tisha B'Av. Tana, aval ochel basar meliach v'shus yayin migito. You're allowed to have basar miluach, which is very salty meat. And you're allowed to have yayin migito, which is wine straight from the wine press. Which Rashi explains is chadashu matok. It's new and it's sweet. Ve'eno tov. It's not good. Ki yayin yashin, like old wine. U'bashal shel u'mazik. Cause a person to use the bathroom and it's mazik them. It's not good. Basar meliach ad kama. Now, what does it mean when it says salted meat? Meaning, how long does it take? How long does it have to be salted in order to actually get to that state where it's called salted meat and it's no longer as good? Says the Gemara, Amar b'chinei bar kahana mishpeh de Shmuel, kol zman shehu kishlamim. As long as it's considered a shlamim, then therefore it's now going to be it's not yet called salted meat. And what does that mean? Shlamim means 2 days and one night. If it hasn't been 2 days and one night, then it's still considered like it's regular meat, but after that, it's considered salted. How long does it take for the wine in order to get to this state when they're still allowed to be drinking it until it's no longer called Yain Migito? It's considered good wine. As long as it's in a state of, Rashi says, Roseach, it's cooking, meaning it's in a state of fermenting to become like wine. Tana, Yain Tosis, Einbo Mishum Giloi. This thing of Yain Tosis, the amount of time that it takes, while it's in the midst of the fermenting process, you don't have to worry about Giloi, meaning we know that there's a problem with having Mayim Megulim or wine. If you left wine open or water open overnight or in a place where it's normal to have Nechashim and a crowd of snakes over there, so then you have to be worried that maybe you came and drink from it and put some poison in there. It's dangerous. But if it's fermenting, then you don't have to worry about it. Rashi says, Shein Nacho Shoseso, Shoseo, it runs away from the when it's in that process. So you don't have to worry about it. Vakamet sisa. So how long does it take? Gimel yamim, 3 days. 3 days until it's fully fermented, and then you have to be worried if it's uncovered. Rav Yehuda, Rav, Kachayim ben Hagul Shabbat Yehuda, Rabbi Yeloi. This is the minhag that you should do. Erev Tisha B'av, Mevi'in lo Pascha, Reva Melech, and Erev Tisha B'av, right before Tisha B'av, they would bring him bread that was dry with salt. V'yoshev, he would sit down. Beep, turn the page. Lamed Amar Beis. V'yoshev ben Tanur the Kiraim, it's in between the two different ovens that were there. Rashi says, Makom Menuvel Shabbat, it's like a disgusting place. It's like where all the chreft that's left over, all the dirt and all the whatever. The ochel, and that's where he would go ahead, and that's where he would eat. V'shoshalek kisun shamayim, and he would drink a certain amount of water over there. V'domu kamisha meisam unto lefanav, and it looked like someone's dead that was lying before them. In other words, like he looked like an avel. Tananasam. Now we have a Mishnah which says in Pesachim, throwback, makom shenagulas is malacha b'tishbav, in a place where they have a minhag to do malacha and tishbav osim, you can do malacha. Makom shenagul shalolasos ein osin. Apparently there are some places they wouldn't do malacha, some places they would. So you go according to the makom. Ubechol makom tamini chachamim b'teilim, every place that tamar chacham should be batel, it shouldn't be working. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amir, the olam yasa kol adam atzvah kamet chacham, every person should make himself like a tamar chacham, in as much as tishbav, like he doesn't work, and he should take the day seriously in mourning. Tanya Namiyachavi Bryce, it says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amir, a person to make himself like a tamar chacham as a state of mourning. Tanya Yidach, we have another b'risa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amir, kol ochel b'shoshu b'tisha b'av, anyone who eats or drinks on Tisha B'av, ki'ilu, it's like he's ochel, ki'ilu ochel v'shoshu b'yom kippurim, it's like he's eating and drinking Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva says that kol osam malacha b'tishav, if anyone does malacha and tishav, anyone who siman bracha leolam, he'll never see a siman bracha. Rashi says me osam malacha from the malacha that he did over there. Chamorim, they say kol osam malacha b'tishav, anyone who does melacha on tishav b'av, anyone misabel Yerushalayim, you're not mourning Yerushalayim, anyone who b'simchasa, you're not going to see in its joy. You don't mourn it, you're not going to feel its joy. Shenem, as the pasuk says, simchu es Yerushalayim v'gilu ba kol ohaveha sisu itam masos kol misabel malea. People should be happy and joyful in Yerushalayim and rejoice, all that love it and rejoice and be in a state of and happiness. Kol misablan, all those who mourned for her. Mikana, when we say kol misablan Yerushalayim, anyone who mourns in Yerushalayim, zocha v'robisimchasa, will be zocha, will merit and see its joy. V'sheinu misablan Yerushalayim, if someone doesn't, any robisimchasa will not see its joy. Tana Meyacha, another verse that says, kol ocha basa v'shosu yayim b'tisha b'av, anyone who eats or drinks wine on Tisha B'av, then Rashi says, this isn't talking about Tisha B'av Chalila itself, but rather we're talking about Tisha B'av Klomer B'sudas Mavsekas, but Mavsek B'av, Allah V'kaz V'sudas Mavsekas, Allah V'kaz V'olam, and the Pasuk says, V'tihi onosam al atzmosam, and their sin will be on their bones. Bad news. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Kiva Samita. Now we get the next part. We had mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda said we flip the beds. Last part of the Mishnah. V'loho d'lucham l'cham, we're not masking to him. Let's bring it down. Tanya, we send him Brisa. Amru lo li Rabbi Yehuda. Sent to Rabbi Yehuda. Lidvarecha. According to you, that you're saying that you go ahead and you flip the bed, then Uber Saminikos Matei Aleim. What's going to be with those who are pregnant, those who are nursing? What are they supposed to do? They're not able to go and sleep on the ground, says Rashi. So Aleim, he says, Afani lo Matei Lebiyachol. I'm only telling my people they're able to do it. They're Efshelo. Tanya Miyachol, another verse that says, Motor Behudla Chachamim B'Sheinu Yachol. If Behudla's masking to Chachamim B'Sheinu Yachol, the people are not able to do it, they don't have to flip their beds. Ubodu B'Chacham Behudla Biyachol. If the Chacham masking to Behudla, if you are able to flip the beds, so then so Gemara, my Benayel, what's the difference between them? They seem to be agreeing. Ikebenayel Sharmitos, the rest of the beds. Rashi says Sharmitos Shemabai Sheinu Shochivem. The other ones that they're not sleeping on, says the Rashi. Continue. Behudla the Mechayim B'Sisam Kviyas Samita Kebechayim Nabi Biyachol B'Sharmitos. He says those who can do it, you should do it in all the rest of the beds as well. Rabban and Sari mitasu kofa v'lo shar mitos, not other beds, only his bed. Uchid the Tanya gabi avel, like we say by the avel. So ikibanav shar mitos, kid the Tanya, working the raisa. Geshar melech basamito, when he says to flip over the bed, lo mitasu v'vadu kofa, it's not only his own bed, ala kol mitos kulun u kofa, you flip over all the beds. That's what the machlokas is. Amarava hilchasa kitana didan. The halacha goes according to Artana that says v'lo hodu lo chachamim, and that the chachamim were not maskim kol ikar at all. You don't flip the beds and at all. You don't flip the, you just leave them. Okay, my friends, we're going to pull it up early because the next sugya is going to open up to the very end of the Masechta. So hold on tight and join us next time on Tainus. We're going to call it over here. Wish all y'all a great, great day.